Even his father was smiling, gods be damned, and his uncle Victorian chuckled aloud. The best response he could summon was a queasy grin. "We shall see who is laughing when all this is done, bitch." Asher wrenched the axe out of the table and flung it back down at the dancers to whistles and loud cheers. "You do well to heed what I told you about choosing a crew." A thrall offered them a platter, and she stabbed a salted fish and ate it off the end of her dirk. "If you had troubled to learn the first thing of Seagrin, I could never have fooled you. 10 years a wolf, and you land here and think to prince about the islands? But you know nothing, and no one. Why should men fight and die for you?"
"I'm their lawful prince," Theon said stiffly.
"By the laws of the Greenlands you might be, but we make our own laws here. Or have you forgotten?"
Scowling, Theon turned to contemplate the leaking trencher before him. He would have stew in his lap before long. He shouted for a thrall to clean it up.
"Half my life I've waited to come home, and for what? Muckery and disregard."
This was not the pike he remembered. Or did he remember? He had been so young when they took him away to hold hostage.